There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Stay one step ahead with Dubai Eye.
Download the IRN News Centre app now.
It's just coming up to 10 past four. It's Drive Live with Tim and NLT. Tim, do you use social media to do any shopping, would you say?
Sure, yeah. I'm all over that. I shop regularly using social media channels. Thanks for asking.
Well, you've been on a social media course recently. We want to know how that's worked out for you.
Pretty good, actually. Thanks. I've tweeted since. No, what kind of social media channels do you speak of?
Well, you could use all kinds to buy things, or you could be influenced by them. There's a reason for this.
I could. Good luck with that.
Okay, wrong crowd. Maria Boshas is here from the ARN News Centre. And it's quite an interesting story you're working on, Maria, because it's apparently 70% of us consumers do use social media to source products and services. So this new research was carried out by BT and Cisco. It's shown that 70% of people do use messaging and social media to source products and services. Now, it also shows that organisations that fail to adapt to the new messaging culture, or dinosaurs like Tim, can risk falling behind and even losing customers. Well, Maria, you've been looking at this story, and I guess it is, Tim's laughing and Tim doesn't use social media a lot. But in reality, the way people shop is changing, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not just shopping. It's all about customer care and customer service as well that's being online. They're more and more making it digital now. They basically surveyed 5,000 consumers across 10 countries, and they found that a growing number of them find it way easier to deal with an organization via messaging and social media. Now, this growth is driven by the increase in personal use of mobile apps and WhatsApp, obviously. The research also found that not only do people find it easier, but almost half, 48% to be precise, get frustrated if text-based chat is not available when dealing with an organization. In Singapore, for instance, the number rises up to 58%. You know, I always felt like human interaction was, and calling a customer service representative was easier because you can verbally explain whatever it is you're calling them about, be it a complaint or an inquiry. But I found myself using these web chats more and more as more organizations started to introduce it as an option. It also shows that, going back to the research, it also shows that 58% of respondents found that they get quicker responses when messaging compared to talking on the phone. I was intrigued, so I went around the office and asked people if they are becoming more and more fond of the new messaging culture or if they still prefer calling a customer care center.
I prefer contacting them on social media rather than going through the call center because A, it takes a longer time waiting period on a call center. You're just hanging onto the phone. So I do not like sitting by the phone and waiting for someone or talking to an automated voice and waiting for someone to get to me. And I feel that if you're on social media and you contact them, there's higher chances that it's not a robot.
I would say the majority of times I actually call the call center to be able to speak to someone directly. I just feel I'm cutting time. Yeah, I just prefer sometimes when I'm really angry, if I have a complaint, for instance, to actually let off steam as well. And I feel I get this across more in a verbal way rather than by writing.
Right now, I prefer using online, all social media platforms. I think it's much easier, and I don't know, it's guaranteed that someone is on the other end that is going to see the message, as opposed to like a phone call. You might get routed through like the reception, and you're going to spend like maybe 10, 15 minutes to 20 to half an hour just trying to get through to speak to someone directly about something.
It's interesting, isn't it? I had to call a call centre this morning because I'm getting these text messages saying, your car needs to be serviced. And I think, well, it doesn't. Actually, so I called and said, why do you keep texting me? But I got through to a human who said, well, I'll work out what this is. Obviously a mistake. You're not due, blah, blah, blah. That was all fine. Then last night, I went out late last night because my wife's playing netball last night, right? She got knocked over, landed on her hand, come back and she's got, she's putting ice packs on it. So I went out to get some painkillers last night. But I get to the pharmacy at, I don't know, 11 o'clock. And the woman kind of looked at me and because I said, what time do you close? She said, one. I said, okay, so I've got time to choose which painkillers to buy. But she said, Why don't you just call us? And I thought, well, would you deliver painkillers to my house? She said, yeah. And I thought, I've got to get on with this because I didn't have to get in the car and head out and then come back in. So I get the point. And if you are with a call centre and you're online and you're waiting and you're going through the menus, it can drive you mad. I'd far rather talk to a bot.
But if you just think of that example you gave, if, for example, you were away at the time and Mrs. E fell over, hurt herself and wanted the painkillers, by ringing up, it didn't matter that she might not have been able to drive to get them.
Yeah. That's exactly the point. And, you know, perhaps I'm just of the generation that thinks, oh, I'll get up and go and do it, you know. And
yeah,
maybe I should learn.
He thinks it's outrageous that some of the people in this room sometimes telephone their food orders.
I just think, no, I'll make it, but I just don't do it. But then
I was just
going
to add on to that pharmacy story. The pharmacy right next to our house actually has a WhatsApp number where you can send in your order and your location, and then the delivery boy will actually deliver it to your doorstep.
So you don't have to leave your chair.
You don't even have to leave your phone.
Is that?
Very good.
Wow.
But
times have changed. All right, so more and more people are using online messaging, WhatsApp, don't have to leave the chair, you can sit in front of the movie, and if you leave the front door open, the pizza will appear as if by magic at your right hand. Web chats are becoming more and more prevalent if you want to get in touch with an organisation, and more people are catching on to this. When we talked to Facebook recently, the thing was to monetize WhatsApp as much as possible and to bring messaging into business. So clearly this is the way it's going. But which platforms are being used the most?
Okay, so you can find a company on any social media platform, even government entities. If you search, for instance, Dubai Municipality, you'll find a page on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and so is the case with plenty of the organizations around the country. But what this survey revealed is that 37% of consumers would choose to contact an organization via Facebook and Twitter if they had a problem they wanted to be solved urgently. In India, that number peaks to 65%. They also found that 65% preferred using the company's web chat, not even a social media platform, but the direct messaging portal of an organization, because they felt like it was more direct, obviously. Surprisingly, that's also what people said around the office, and they actually revealed which platform they like to use the most.
The platform that I use the most is Twitter. I see a lot of companies in the UAE are very active on their Twitter handles. So anytime you raise any issue, they respond to you really quickly, because it also means that they are aware of their social media presence and their image. There are a lot of people listening to your complaint, and they are more aware and they are more earnest to get back to you and sort out your problem.
Mostly, I think WhatsApp, because I see the two blue ticks, and yes, guarantee they've read the message. And other platforms, maybe something like Twitter. Most organizations are really active on Twitter as opposed to Facebook or like Instagram.
I have to say the Twitter one is interesting. It's something I've had experience of before. Maria, you've had experience of using Twitter. Mm-hmm. And I said to you, Tim, have you ever used it? And you were like, oh, no, I wouldn't do that. But the instance I found myself using Twitter in was...
And it worked?
Yeah, quite a few years ago. There was some kind of incident at the airport. It was an airport in the UK, and quite a few flights were cancelled. There was no one manning the customer service desks. There was no point of contact in the airport from that company. And a few people started tweeting them, and they said, look, we will try and get someone on the ground to deal with this problem. And that was the fastest way of getting into contact with them.
Mm. I often think when I read people tweeting, about organisations that aren't living up to their, you know, promise of performance, it tends to go a little bit ranty for me, and I just can't deal with people ranting on Twitter unless it's me shouting at the President of the United States.
Your cakes are not as fluffy as they used to be at wherever.
Yeah, a lot of the time, but I get you. I mean, if you've been promised something, you don't get it, then, and that's a way of highlighting it. That's the point. But very often you get these kind of rants that turn personal. I always think, no, that kind of switches me off, you know.
It's interesting the sort of the makeup of what people said. Lots of people said Twitter is their favourite. Mm-hmm. WhatsApp is just not something I've really experienced in terms of making a complaint, maybe. It's quite a unique one, WhatsApp, really.
Yeah. I think if they introduce it, that's going to be difficult to keep up with, because then you're going to have so many people texting. And I think Twitter is a bit more controlled, and Facebook as well.
There's security issues as well, though, aren't there?
Yeah, because I've been shopping here before. Maybe they've not had a size and they've said, oh, we'll WhatsApp you if it comes into stock. And I don't feel comfortable as a consumer that is my number is used.
Because it's too stored? Direct, and they have your number immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you get lots and lots. And it's on WhatsApp. It's not a text where you get sort of a system text that's automated. Mm-hmm. It's someone contacting your personal social media. Yeah.
Okay, so what if WhatsApp was a direct messaging platform where you didn't give out, where there weren't those same details, so you could use like a business side of that? You'd be more comfortable with that?
Yes, I would.
Definitely.
Okay. But interesting statistics, 70% of consumers now use messaging and social media, as we've been talking about, to source products and services. Maria, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up, it's Drive Live Talks Careers. We'll be talking about the future, the new jobs. Is it a brave new world, or is it something we should be frightened of? Our guests will answer your questions next.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.